We're back on In Focus News Radio K-Man. I apologize. I had a little bit of audio issues on my end here. I think we finally got it fixed here, though. So bear with me. We're going to get back into our conversation here with USD 3-3 school officials. I want to go ahead and get our different teachers an opportunity to speak. So let's go ahead and bring them on here a little bit and talk about how the past week has really gone here in this new learning mode. And let's start first with the elementary level. And Samantha Roberts, your teacher at Lee Elementary School. Tell us a little bit about yourself and how this past week has been.
Sure. I am the STEM teacher at Lee, which means that I teach K through six. And then this year I'm also doing the virtual school for a couple of grade levels on Tuesday. So I'm a little bit all over the place. In terms of how this week has gone, I am, first of all, really proud of our students. We teach the youngest kids, so kindergarten through sixth grade, and I have not had any issues with behaviors. They've all worn their masks the way they were supposed to, and in general, I'm just really proud of them.
Have you had any feedback from parents on how things have gone?
Not so much. I mean, a few things. I think mostly what I've heard from parents is more the technology issues, and I think going in, we knew that that was going to be a problem because we're using Canvas at the elementary level, and we've never really used it at the elementary level before. I know some of the upper grades have, so fifth and sixth, but now we're using it all the way down to the youngest students. And parents have never seen it before, and students have never seen it before, and then teachers have never used it before this year. So that's made some difficult moments, definitely, both in the classroom and at home.
Now, it's been a while since I've been in elementary school, so I never obviously used some of the technology these kids are using these days, but have they adapted, at least in the classroom, to using that, and maybe is that helping the transition to this new form of learning?
Definitely. The kids pick up on things like this sort of technology so quickly. I teach STEM, like I said, so I spend a lot of time teaching them how to use an iPad anyway. And in the classes that I've had at Lee, they've picked up on things like submitting their assignments and doing videos and all sorts of stuff really quickly.
Excellent. Well, it's good to hear. Obviously, there's a lot of different issues at each level that everyone has that are unique challenges. We'll bring on some of the other teachers here as well. I see Jenny Carr has joined the call from Manhattan High East Campus. We'll get her on in a moment. I'll allow you to introduce yourself real quick, though, Jenny. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I teach at Manhattan High School East Campus, the ninth grade biology.
Okay. And I'll get to your segment in a moment. I want to also bring on Kent Smith, though, who's been on the call with us from Anthony Middle School. Kent, what would you say, how would you rate this past week in the hybrid mode?
So it's been interesting to say the least. I'm also a science teacher at middle school level. And so I like to use analogies in my science class to kind of help kids understand. So I was thinking of how could I convey what we've been going through, and especially as teachers. So, you know, there's a lot of construction in the district, and I was thinking, you know, it's kind of like construction, right? So you see the crews outside the building and they're putting up the cinder blocks, you know, and they're working and they're building the walls. And that's us, right? We're trying to build our classes, but we're also the people inside trying to put a coat of paint on it so it looks nice, right? So you want to be there and you want to learn. That's us, because we're, you know, we're trying to refine what we're doing and make it nice for the kids. But then we're also the foreman in our classroom who's going down the checklist and tying up all those hundreds of loose ends that are there that we keep finding every single day, right? Those technology issues, trying to get somebody on their iPad because they forgot their graduation year on their email address, or they forgot that their lunch number was part of their password. And so we're working through that, and we're practicing the patience and going through repetitions to get them into that, right? And then we're also the custodial crew because we're sanitizing. I sanitize my room. I end my lessons 5 minutes early every day so that I can sanitize my tables before the kids walk out, so that the next group has clean tables when they walk in. So we're also that crew. And the whole time our inspectors, right, which are our students, right, they're the ones that are coming into the building and they're watching everything unfold. And you know, they're bright eyed and they're looking at everything and they're going, you know, I'm here. I just want to learn. I just want to be here. And so that puts a lot of pressure on us. You know, we have to think about how the wall is being built. We have to think about what color it is that we're putting on the wall so the kids will like it, you know, so they want to be there. We also have to think about whether the door swings in or out because, you know, that's a safety thing. And this is all obviously an analogy, but, and then we have to think about how can I clean faster so I don't lose as much time with those inspectors, with my kids that want to be there with me. And so that's the challenge that we're really, that a lot of us are having. And there's so much more to it, but just to wrap your mind up around all the things that go through a teacher's mind, it's not just sitting in front of a microphone. It's not just sitting at the front of a class and talking to somebody. It's all the other stuff that we're doing behind the scenes to try to make it the experience that it needs to be and that the kids need. And that's really, you know, that's where the weight of it is. And that's the easiest way for me to kind of explain just a little bit of what we're kind of going through right now.
Yeah. Well, that's a great analogy. I thought that was wonderfully explained. I appreciate that. Jenny, tell us a little bit about your role and what you've experienced this first week.
Well, I don't know if I can say much more than what Kent provided us. That was a perfect analogy with a construction site and us playing all these roles that have been added this year. Some of these roles we haven't had before. I also echo what Samantha said. A lot of our confusion has come with the technology and just getting that set up. So I'm hopeful that over the next coming weeks, things will be more smooth because we'll have had time to practice some of that technology. And the students are picking it up really quickly on how to submit an assignment. And so we won't have as many of those interruptions in class, but that's where some of the hiccups, or I guess a lot of the hiccups have come up, is that technology piece and just getting students able to work through what they need to while they're at home, but then also while we're in class.
All right. Yeah, obviously hiccups I think were to be expected, especially in the first week, but overcoming that and maybe getting some lessons out of this is probably everyone's goal here.
Yes, that is our hope, and we hope to make them as engaging as possible while still maintaining a safe environment for our students at home and also in the classroom.
Very good. I see we have a caller here who has a question for the teachers. No, just a comment? Okay. Go.
Nope, they just hung up on us.
Oh, they did. Okay. Well, maybe they'll call back. the fun of live radio. We have callers call in, and then looks like they're calling back right now. So let's get them on here in just a moment. Dave is screening the phone call, and we will get their comment. Go ahead. You're on In Focus.
Yes, I have a question for one of our speakers, whoever can answer this. I'm just curious about class sizes, the in-person versus the online, and wondering how that's going. And because I've heard there are some pretty good size online classes, and I'm just wondering how that can be effective for the younger kids. And I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
All right. Does someone want to take a stab at that?
I teach both virtual and in-person STEM, so I can try to talk about it first, and then Jenny, if you want to jump on after that. So in my in-person sections, I have anywhere from about 6 to 11 kids because of the hybrid model, and we only have half of the kids at a time. For the virtual model, yesterday I had my first STEM classes, and some of them were as many as 60 to 70 kids. So that it does make a difference. But I think that right now what we're focusing on is we're spending a lot of time talking in those Zoom meetings that we have with the virtual kids. And then we're also giving them a lot of things to do when they're at home. So we're giving them about an hour's worth of work for specials, at least, for them to work on. And then I know that they're taking a lot of breaks and they're doing check-ins as classroom teachers. And it's going to be a learning process for the littlest ones, for sure. But remember, when we're at school in the hybrid model, the kids are also, you know, having to sit at their desks for a lot of the time. And they're getting basically the same schedule that the kids in the virtual model are. The main difference is that there's just more kids in the virtual model that the teacher has to check in with.
Okay. Jenny, did you want to add anything to that?
Yeah, I also have remote and on-site sections. I have 2 remote sections and 3 on-site. My on-site with the hybrid model, I have anywhere from 7 to 14 in the classroom. And I'm fortunate with a science classroom to have a large enough room that I can have 14 students and keep that 6-foot distance. I know that's not the same for other teachers in the East Campus building. And then my on-site sections, my largest is 45. So that's just been a challenge to work with. I've been thinking about how I might make that more efficient. Haven't come up with an answer yet, but we're working through it. And I'm trying to utilize the features Zoom has, like breakout rooms, to hopefully get more interaction between the kids so they're not just sitting and looking at me and listening, but they're sharing their ideas with their student, with their classmates.
Now, with the distance learning option, is there a requirement of when the student has to be doing some learning? Is there a certain time period, or is it just kind of on their own time frame?
We've encouraged the students remotely, especially because teachers might be teaching both remote and on-site, to follow the same schedule as if they were in school. So having that set first hour period or second hour period helps the teachers who are teaching both groups, and then it also gives them a schedule at home. So that's what we've been communicating with our high school students, is to follow that same bell schedule.
And in elementary, they have a specific schedule as well, where they're supposed to be at a specific place at a specific time.
It's the same at the middle school level. We also have the same schedule, and there are certain hours, like my third hour is my remote hour, and that's when kids come in and they Zoom. You know, and I work through, you know, the lesson or whatever it is that I have to give to them as well.
And Brandon, I can add a little bit to that. This is Mike Dorse. We have some teachers that are completely teaching remote students on a remote schedule at the high school. But we also have some teachers who teach remote classes to students, and then also to our on-site students in the hybrid model currently. So that would require us to remain on the same schedule for remote and on-site kids.
Okay, very good. We have another person with a question or a comment here. And Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, comment is, we have a great director from the top down, but listening to what these professionals are saying today from different levels of the school, from the elementary, the high school, East High, it sounds to me like he has hired the right people. And I think that it sounds about like 90% of it is attitude, positive attitude. I have not heard one negative thing from these people. The students are cooperating. Everybody's learning. We might be learning more than we've ever learned in our lives. It may be a real good roadmap to the future. And thank you all for serving the community. And I know my school tax money is being spent wisely.
All right. Thank you for that call. That was a very nice comment there, Paul. And, you know, obviously bringing the teachers on here today, it's kind of good to get that perspective, because I know there's been people online who are critical of things that are going on. And I know it's not really the teachers' fault. You guys didn't ask for this pandemic to be coming on here, but adjusting on the fly like you had to in the spring, that was tough. And there's been several months that you've had to prepare for this. And it sounds like, at least in the first week, it's going about as well as it can. What would you like to see? I guess I'll present this to each of you teachers here. Maybe that could be done better here going forward. We can start with anybody, whoever wants to jump in here.
I guess I can start. The one thing that I would say in the feedback that I got from other educators is to understand a little understanding from our community. You know, I talked about how much time and effort we're putting into this. And when things don't go well, understand that we know, right? We're working through that as well. And understand that we understand your frustration. We feel similar frustrations, and give us that time to work through it. Understand that was the first week. Give me another week to work on that one link that isn't working. Give me another week to get my Canvas page up to date, and you know, give us a little grace. We're going to give you the grace. We're working with our students, and give us that opportunity to continue to improve, because that's what we want to do.
I agree with Kent. I think that just understanding that teachers are working really, really hard right now. I know some teachers that are working up until midnight every night to make sure everything is ready for their students. I've seen teachers who are crying because they're so frustrated with new technology that they don't know how to use. Just understand that we're doing the best that we can.
All right. Jenny,
I also echo what Kent and Samantha said, adding in patience. There's been a variety of levels of patience, and I really appreciate the patience that our community has provided us. And so keeping that going forward will be really helpful as we work through the technology, but also just learning how to make our lessons as engaging as possible with the new technology.
All right. Time goes so quickly here, and I apologize for that little hiccup earlier with the sound, but it has been great to kind of hear firsthand the perspective here. There is a school board meeting tonight, and obviously this will be a big part of the discussion. There is a the new business tonight, Zoom license purchase will be taking place. That'll probably be one of the big items, and then early learning graduate student assistantship program agreement will be discussed, but it's kind of a light agenda, so a good opportunity for us to really dive into the behind-the-scenes stuff that's going on. Dr. Wade, Carla Hagemeister, any last thoughts here?
I don't know that I have anything more profound than what our teachers just said. We are all learning. We are, whether it's a parent, a student, a teacher, an administrator, we are learning how to do things differently. And as hard as it is, and it's hard for everybody, we will get there. And every day, I think we're just striving to make it better. And every day with the right people in place and the right attitudes, and we have those things, we will get better.
All right. Well, appreciate that, Carla. Thank you to all of our guests here today, Samantha Roberts from Lee Elementary, Jenny Carr from Manhattan High East Campus, Kent Smith from Anthony Middle School, and Michael Dorst from the principal over at Manhattan High. Thank you to all of you, and we wish you the best luck going forward. We'll wait and see what happens here. Stay tuned. We'll have continuing In Focus after this. Manhattan Fire Department up next with Jake Powell.